Fans of Anthony Bourdain will appreciate this next story. One of his former producers helped put together a travel book based on Bourdain's own global adventures over the years as a TV host, author, and chef. It's out today and it's called World Travel. The book comes nearly 3 years after Bourdain's death by suicide and is filled by excerpts of his own notes, observations, and of course, his biting wit. There's also an essay from a producer whose life was changed by working on one of Bourdain's shows. Here's NPR's Netta Ulaby.
The South Korea episode of No Reservations started as a joke.
Here we go.
Producer Nori Kai had just graduated from college when she got hired by the company that made No Reservations.
I'm Anthony Bourdain.
That's right.
I write. I travel. I eat.
Tall, shaggy, prolific, and profane, Anthony Bourdain was in his 40s when he wrote his first best-selling book, Kitchen Confidential, that made him a star. Nori Kai did not believe this titan of food and entertainment would take her seriously when she suggested his show visit the country of her birth. But Anthony Bourdain threw himself into South Korean gastronomy with gusto.
Kimchi, the heart and soul of Korea, the principal dish.
It's hard not to get emotional when I talk about Tony.
Kai says Anthony Bourdain treated the food and cultures he encountered as sublime.
From a field full of kimchi urns to hanging bricks of dried and molding beans, I love the dark forces of rot, of aging, of fermentation, that divine game of chicken between light and dark, where the difference between the divine and the rotten is entirely in the hands of a talented artisan.
To Nori Kai's surprise, Bourdain insisted she co-star in that episode. Kai had spent much of her life trying to hide her Koreanness, what made her feel like an outsider growing up in New Jersey.
My mom cooked only Korean food. My parents only spoke Korean to me.
Kai reading from her essay in the new book, World Travel.
We basically lived in Korea, in our house, in a very American town. All my friends were white, blonde-haired girls named Jenny and Aaron, who would wear their shoes inside their houses.
Before they would come to her house, Kai would run around hiding anything that looked Korean. But she said the South Korea episode of No Reservations changed her.
I didn't know that this had been so important to Nori until after Tony died and we were talking about him and his impact on us.
That's Lori Willever, who wrote World Travel in a Reverent Guide, based on older material from Anthony Bourdain.
Had Tony lived and written his own essays for the book, which was the original plan, I never would have gotten to hear that story from Nori. And I want people to understand just how deep his legacy is.
In the South Korea episode of No Reservations, Anthony Bourdain sits down with Nori Kai and her grandfather, who escaped from what's now North Korea in 1951. Kai asks her grandfather if he ever thinks about his life there. If I could go back there once before I die, he says, I would have no other wish. If I could just see my parents' graves and just cry my heart out, there's nothing that can be done, though.
I might not have learned about these things. Had it not been Tony and the show, I was one person before I made the show, and I was a different person afterwards.
Kai credits Bourdain for changing her creative focus towards celebrating her heritage. She's making a Korean-American kids show and writing an autobiographical screenplay. And she'll never forget showing Anthony Bourdain a perfect South Korean evening.
This is just it's an irresistible recipe for heaven. I mean, really, just look.
I know.
Pork, beer, soju, and I owe it all to you.
He always made people feel like they belonged.
And Anthony Bourdain was someone who belonged everywhere. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.